The Indigo Girls, their latest CD together, Come On Now Social, here on Democracy Now! Amy Ray is our guest, as is Michael Franti. And yes, we have to break for stations to identify themselves. And so Michael has borrowed Amy's guitar and is going to do a little 60-second riff. Stay with us. You are listening to Democracy Now!, the exception to the rulers. I'm Amy Goodman here with Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls, and that was Michael Franti riffing on Amy's guitar. Michael Franti of Spearhead and, so much more. Michael, this latest CD that is both music and radio play that is interspersed throughout the songs, you're putting out on the internet. And I want to talk to both of you about this idea of independent labels and taking on the music industry. How are you doing it?
Well, we just sell our records through our website and at our live shows. And we're also part of 6 Degrees Records, which signed a marketing and distribution deal with them. So they distribute it through stores nationwide. But we really, along with 6 Degrees Records, have the spirit of being independent, in both in terms of what we say and also in terms of how we get the music out there. And with the major label, their method is to throw as much money at it as possible and hope it sticks somewhere. And the independent spirit is to play the songs live, to keep touring, and to have a group of devoted people who love music behind you, doing all the hard work, which they do, and I'm very proud of all of them.
Introduce this radio segment, the idea that you have throughout the CD.
Well, there's a narrative that takes place throughout the CD of a woman who's on death row and this governor who's trying to execute her, and myself and this woman named Nazila Jameson play these radio hosts at this pirate radio station who are interviewing this governor about the case as he's trying to get reelected. He feels if he executes her right before the election, he'll win.